As a defenseman, you know how important Matthew Perreault and Andrew Carlisle are to this organization. How well do you think you guys played without them for a significant portion last night?
They're huge parts of our team. They log a lot of minutes against the top line and to do a really good job. So it's tough to replace them. But a lot of guys have to step up and try to fill the role.
Those challenges, I guess, when you do that, and you combine that with kind of the way the game went last night to moving forward now to Chicago?
I think yesterday we just didn't play a 60-minute game. I think there were stretches where we played really well, and there were stretches where, we were a bit off our game. I wouldn't say lazy, but we just didn't make strong plays. So we just want to get back to, having a high compete level, stuff like that, stuff that made us successful over the last month.
I don't know if it's ironic's the right word or not, but you kind of blew the game open against Philly late in the second period and kind of had it happen to you guys last night as well.
Yeah, no, definitely kind of crossed my mind on the bench too, to be honest. But that's the way it goes sometimes. But, it's a long season. You kind of got to learn from it and make sure, if you get scored on, you got to make sure the next shift, you're ready and stuff like that. But like I said, that game is behind us. We're looking forward. Confidence is still high. We've been playing really good hockey. So, games like that happen.
About the sense of excitement with back-to-back Central Division games coming up here, obviously looking at it and sure you know that they're behind you guys. So.
Yeah. Divisional games are always fun. And big points. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a hockey game, but playing against division rivals, it's going to be a fun hockey game.
How do you go about flushing games as a player?
About what?
Flushing games, like turning the page, as you said.
You look at it, you try to learn from your mistakes, and then you got to flip the page. A lot of times you kind of want to go back to it and think about it again and again and again. That's where you got to tell yourself, leave it behind us and look for it.
The last 10 or so games, you guys have been really strong. So how do you kind of prevent these two injuries from getting you guys back off track?
Like I said, they're two massive parts of our team. But we have a lot of other guys that just have to step up. They're going to get more minutes. They're going to get, they're going to see more minutes against really good lines against, power play units and stuff like that. So I'm sure the guys that will step up will do a good job.
What has made you and Neil fit so well together?
I mean, it's easy to play with him. Guy's a hell of a player. He skates really well. He can skate out of trouble, make that quick pass, and put it in their forward's hands. So as a partner, that's all you basically ask for. And, he's not the biggest guy, but the way he competes every shift, it's pretty impressive.